Hello, Bruce, and listeners, especially dear friends in detention. Over the last week, I've been to Malawi, January 4 to 8, visiting a Hong Kong volunteer who works there with poor people, Jenny Law. She lives in a village on the edge of Lake Malawi, where I had a swim one day. And she took me to visit many sick people, handicapped people, schools. There are five schools in the area, each with over 1,000 children. None of the schools has electricity. Some of the schools have classes under a tree. I did a bit of English teaching there with one class under a tree. There's many photos of that visit on the website, v2catholic.com. Even got to a prison in Malawi, in the capital, Lilongwe. Just paid a visit outside and spoke with a couple of the inmates. Since I came back from Malawi, on Friday I saw two families of inmates in Hong Kong. I saw the wife of Mark at Lai Chi Kok and their baby daughter Sandra. She's beautiful. Mark hasn't seen the baby yet. I held her and the baby said hello to Dad. Also with Mark's wife were the father and sister of Frank at Shek Bik. It's a small world because Frank's father knows Mark. Very small world. On Saturday, that's yesterday, I saw the mother of Naimi at Lo Wu and prayed for good health for her and maybe a bit of help for her granddaughter, Naimi's daughter, at school. All these families having problems with school fees, a huge problem. Some kind Hong Kong readers of my website have sent me a little bit extra, so I'm trying to pass on that to some of these families, but I'm having to stretch it. So far, okay. And yesterday, before seeing Naimi's mother, I had a 90-minute meeting with the head of the anti-drugs unit, Mr. Godfrey Nzoa, at his office. Very interesting. I even saw the jeep that belonged to the former drug lord who's now in prison, Shikiba. And I learnt a lot there. Mr. Nzoa, what a good man, excellent man. I found myself praying that maybe he might stand for president because he's a really good person. He even uses his own salary to help do his job. So that's a quick wrap-up of the last week. It's a very interesting place here. I've fallen in love with the cashew nuts. They are beautiful. I can't stop eating them. Tanzania, famous for cashews. I hope to take back a few things for the inmates. I've picked up a few books and newspapers and that, and I'll try to bring them back to Hong Kong. So God bless you all. Thank you for a prayer. And thank you. In Swahili, I think, is asante, asante, asante. Okay, asante, Bruce. God bless you all. Bye-bye.